but as an adjective. He's the, of the three boys, he's the...
Most grown up?
Yeah, okay. Talking about a person's children, he might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
All right. A woman who is about to have a baby, you'd say she's...
pregnant?
Mm-hmm. As far as you're concerned, is that just a normal word to use, or would that ever embarrass anybody if you use that word?
I don't know, sometimes you might say it's expecting.
Mm-hmm. That would be more acceptable?
Yes, sir.
In some cases? Okay. What about a woman who's that way who doesn't have a husband? Anything you might say about her?
I'd probably be better if I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I wouldn't say
anything. Oh. What about knocked up?
Yeah, she'd have probably been knocked up.
Okay. Does that always mean a woman who doesn't have a husband? Would you ever say that about a married woman? She got herself knocked up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about, back before they had a lot of doctors, somebody they might send for her to help deliver? Maybe somebody who lived in the neighborhood.
Oh, you can get a license to be one of those now. I can't think of the word though.
Midwife?
Midwife.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I heard it called a granny woman or granny.
No, yes, sir.
What about this expression? Say if a boy's got the same shape nose and same color eyes and hair as his father, you'd say that boy, his father.
Looks like his father.
Mm-hmm. What if he inherited all of his father's bad habits? What would you say about it?
The same as dad. He acts like his dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a woman who has cared for, say, three children until they're grown, you say she's three children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about to a child who's been misbehaving? You might say, you do that one more time, we'll give you a good
whipping.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody says whipping, you think that's pretty severe?
Yes, sir.
All right. What about to a very small child?
Spanking, maybe.
That's not as severe as a whipping?
I don't get it.
Okay. Talking about somebody who is couple of inches taller this year than he was last. Somebody might say, well, you sure have
grown.
Mm-hmm. In other words, last year he a lot.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And he might.
Great.
Okay. What about a child that's born to an unmarried woman? What have you heard him called?
Illegitimate child.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Not to know a
bastard.
Yeah, bastard.
Okay. That word bastard, is that a kind of a taboo word or something that's not very nice to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you always use that word when you're talking specifically about a child who's born an unmarried woman? How about you use it otherwise?
If I was mad at somebody, I might just call them that.
Call them old bastard.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Say this expression. Use the word loving. You might say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's even a lot...
more loving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if my brother has a son? That son would be mine.
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or let's say, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
It would be?
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A child who both of his parents have died, you'd say he's an
orphan.